This is WHTC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And our number here is 395-1450. Our guest this morning, it's Cooley Godfrey time. And good morning to you both.
Good morning, Juke. How are you?
Very good.
Thanks, Juke, for having us on this morning.
It's good to have you here. Well, we went from talking farming to talking money.
Yeah, that's right. Right before the show, we were all talking farms, cows, and pigs, weren't we? Yeah.
That's but money, too.
That is. There's lots of money in commodities lately. And, you know, I talked to a few of my clients back in Iowa who are farmers, you know, a lot of farmland. And, you know, over the last 5 to 6 years, we've seen farmland out there go from $1,800, $3,000 an acre to $15,000 to $20,000 an acre.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But now you're seeing corn prices go to $4.50 a bushel. That might help reduce those prices a little bit.
Yeah, things will taper a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw corn growing last week, I think, about 7 feet tall.
Yeah. A lot of irrigation going on today. Yeah.
Well, you remember the old saying, knee high by the 4th of July?
Yeah. Where did that go?
Yeah. It's 7 foot by the 4th of July.
I know.
Well, let's talk about a mid-year checkup, shall we?
Yeah. One of the most important things we do with our clients, and it isn't always halfway through a calendar year, it's usually at least every 6 months, at least once a year, you need to meet with your financial advisor and make adjustments based on changes that maybe have happened in your lifetimes. Because a lot of times we have things in our lives, the what-ifs that happen, and you know, you need to look at what's happened in your life, and you look at what's happened in the market, where's your portfolio balance? And so it's very important to meet with your financial advisor, review your accounts, and see if any changes need to be made. It is one of the most important things to do on a mid-year basis. And this is just a good time to remind listeners of that.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things, Juke, is it's cash flow planning time. Cash flow planning time is one of those where what's going to happen the second half of your life this year. So you need to say, what cash flow items do we need to increase? What do we need to decrease? Are you taking any trips that we need to be aware of? It's tax time where people got their tax bills in the last couple of weeks that they're going to need to pay by, I think, September for the summer taxes. And, you know, it's are you planning appropriately for taxes? Taxes meaning not so much real estate taxes, but where are you if you're doing an estimate on your taxes?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to pay too much, and surely you don't want to pay too little, because you always need to pay exactly what you paid last year, or you get 1 year of forgiveness, I guess. But for those people like Carrie and I who pay money into taxes, we always got to make sure that we paid exactly what we paid last year, so we're not in arrears of taxes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some of those things are always hard to plan for, and we're not CPAs or anything like that, but some of the things that we reach out to our CPA to help with our taxes is, okay, what are some of the new tax law changes that are out there that we should be looking at from a business owner standpoint? Do we, you know, buy some equipment to help with offsetting, you know, mm-hmm. income or earnings? You know, there's a lot of different things that are happening out there in the tax law changes. And, you know, Jack, one of those I read recently, and this has to do with your investments, is if a person inherits an IRA, and normally if a person out there goes through a bankruptcy, your retirement accounts are protected in that bankruptcy. However, if one of those IRAs is an inherited IRA, the inherited IRA is not protected in a bankruptcy anymore. And that was just a new rule change that came down from the IRS. So, you know, those are things that we work with accountants, we keep track of, and, you know, what's happening out there. And there's lots of changes that happen every day.
Well, now, Proposal 1 could have some effect, too, on your future taxes, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what's going to happen to Proposal 1? I mean, that was a big tax law change that, you know, I'm in favor of Proposal 1.
Sure.
I really am. I mean, I am just
office equipment, everything that you're paying tax on now.
Yeah. I mean, it's surprising. I mean, it's there's a lot of taxes out there that you don't see.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to raise taxes somehow, somewhere, somehow. And nobody wants to pay more, but everybody likes to have a road that's pothole free.
Yeah.
you know, we have a high gasoline tax now, but we probably could afford to pay another penny or two.
Yeah.
Otherwise, somebody's got to be taxed. Somebody's got to be taxed here.
And we'd like to think not, but that's...
Well, we like to think not, but, you know, well, sometimes if it's hidden... Hidden mean out of sight, out of mind. You can swallow it a little bit easier, but it's, when it's right in front of you and you have to write the check out, then you're not so happy about that. But, you know, other things that, you know, you want to check up at the mid-year is where are you for filling up your IRAs, your traditional, your Roth? Where are you with 401ks? You know, I can't tell you how many people I've met with this year, Juke, that have not been contributing to their 401k. They didn't understand it. It was too hard. They didn't understand the allocations. They're afraid of the market. But yet these people get a match. That means if they contribute five, their company contributes five. And I say, if you're afraid of the market, just keep it in cash. And that's 100% return on your money. You put in a dollar, they give you a dollar in your account. That's just, there's so many people out there that just don't participate. Now, it's got to be a dollar out of your pocket. I understand that, but you get a dollar free.
Well, and in a sense, it's a dollar out of your pocket now, but you're really saving that dollar in your own retirement account.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And there's just so many people not doing that.
Yeah. Jack, we see it every day. The number of people that work for companies around here that have 401k plans that match that 401k plan is huge. And we see people that don't participate, need to participate, be involved, know what's in your plan, talk to a financial advisor to help you with understanding that plan at your company. You know, so often people wait with their contributions to their IRAs, to their Roth IRAs at year end, or April 15 is the deadline that you can put money into that. And they wait with that all the way to the end when really think about it. The earlier you put that money in throughout the year, the longer it is working for you in the market, the longer it has an opportunity to make money. So we really encourage people to put the money into the retirement accounts sooner as opposed to later.
Yeah, Juke, one of the things, and if you want to talk about farmers, and one of the habits that self-employed people get is, especially farmers, is they get to the end of the year, and of course their tax account says, well, you need to spend some of this money, and the last thing they think about is putting money into the retirement. If they think about buying another combine or leasing a combine, nobody really buys combines today. Let's lease some more combines. Let's buy some more equipment. Buy some more whatever. Let's get some more cows. And they don't think about during the year, because you can project what you're going to make potentially, unless you're on, you know, some commodities where you're buying or selling short. Is to put money in for both you and your wife, because typically a lot of farms today have the wife involved, where you can have a simple plan where the farm matches you for what you put in, or you can do a single 401k where it's just the owner, where the owner can put up to $22,500 if they're slightly over 50 like Carrie and I, or $17,500 if they're under 50. I mean, some of those things are not being brought to them early enough where they should be participating and thinking about their future versus buying equipment first. They should think about buying equipment second in most cases.
Well, I know when my father back in Iowa, he's a CPA, and always coming the end of the year, November, December, he was always busy with talking to his clients that were farmers, because they will look at estimates for the coming year because of what they had to pay in. Right. And that was a time when my dad said, hey, you may want to buy this or this or this, but that is also a time he encouraged them to put money into, you know, the retirement account also as part of that whole area where they could reduce taxes.
But some of those still think IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
IRAs, where you're limited if you're slightly over 50 to 6,500, if you're under 50, 5,500. Lots of times these guys can spend 50, 100, 200,000, where you have to, if you're during the year, you must fill up your single 401k during the year, not after the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So some of those, now you can do profit sharing after the year. But, you know, some of those things, Juke, those add up to simple planning mid-year checkups versus the end-of-the-year checkups that we're trying to get people to do. Another thing is, you know, where are you with your taking for those people out there? Retirees are the lots of people that listen to our show and listen to your show, Juke, is to make sure that you set up your required minimum distribution, RMDs, over 70 and a half. And lots of people, first of all, they don't need the money, and they still make the mistake of taking the money, bringing the money into us and say, what are we going to invest with this money? We say, you don't need to change your investment. Take this money and move this straight over to your brokerage account.
Move the investment.
And move the investment over to your brokerage account. Your RMD does not need to be taken in cash. And that's one of the biggest mistakes people make, is to take cash from their RMD. Then they got to figure out another place to put it.
Well, and then the other thing that happens a lot of times, you know, if you take cash and put it into another investment, there is a commission or a charge.
Yep.
Where if you just move the actual investment out that meets the total required minimum distribution amount, you keep the good investment.
Yeah. Here's another mistake people make in their RMD, is they think they have to take an RMD off every traditional IRA investment. Instead, you could take it from one. So part of that planning process is they'll come in and say, okay, now they get it. Where are we going to take our RMD from this year versus we have to take some off everyone? It's an aggregate. So if you have five IRAs, you know, maybe a couple annuities, maybe a couple different IRAs in different buckets, then you just need to take one.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times you look at, okay, look at all three or four of them. What's the best place where to take them? And it may not necessarily be the one that's making the higher interest rate. It may be the one making the lower interest
rate. Yep.
And those are all strategies that sometimes people just don't think about. And we want to let our listeners know that, you know, think about those things of, if you have several different IRAs, where's the best place to take that money for your RMD? Because there is a strategy to it, and there is a better way. There's not, I don't want to say right or wrong, there's just a better way to do it.
And, you know, we're seeing now in this area, Juke, a lot of situations where people are now selling their homes because it's such a great market. In Zealand, it's less than a week to sell your house.
Really?
Less than a week to sell your house in Zealand. You know, such a popular community, good place to raise kids. And so, you know, one of the time, you know, you have to think about, you know, we've pre-planned with three people here in the last month who have sold their homes, and prior to getting the cash, we have that completely laid out before they get the cash, because once they get the cash, they're in a hurry.
Yeah.
This way, we meet with them a month before the closing. What are we going to do? Here's the approach is. What do you think about it? Come back another week. Okay, we alter some things, change some things. And then when they get that cash in hand, we know where it's going versus getting the cash. And then what do we do with it? Well, the first thing they want to do is put it in the bank, getting nothing for it. And then they're content for a while, they forget for a while, and now they've lost maybe 3 months worth of in the market into other investments, thinking about it. So sometimes when you sell your home and move into a condo, you have some money left over. So you want to think about what you're going to do with that money before you get it, so we have a plan.
The wife wants to buy furniture.
That's a good idea. I think you ought to do that.
When you move into a condo.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you need to work some extra shifts here, Juke.
Pay for that furniture.
Yeah, pay for that furniture.
You know, part of this whole mid-year checkup, one important thing, too, is a lot of times your financial person, advisor out there, should also rerun your financial plan, which is a plan that takes a picture of where your investments and where you're at now in life, and say, okay, especially if you're within 5 years of retirement, you want to keep on track with doing and sitting down with your advisor on a regular basis and running that plan and saying, am I still on track? Are my investments in the correct place? What do I need to do now over the next 5 years to make sure I can retire at 60 or 62 or whatever that age is? And another factor that goes into that planning is not only financial, is also, what are you going to do in retirement? Are you going to work part-time, or are you going to golf every day? You know, you need to have a plan laid out of things that you're going to do, because if you don't, there's physical and mental capacities that diminish, and you need to look at that too, besides just the money aspect of it.
The question is, what's Derek Jeter going to do after
all
October?
What is he going to do after?
He's going to be an announcer.
He's not going to be an announcer because he's not a very good talker. He's not like a Juke here who's a very good talker. I mean, that's a big concern to him, because he was being interviewed yesterday on ESPN, and he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he's 35. I think he's 35. No, he's 40.
He's 40.
40. And, you know, he's, you know, it's a big challenge for people to say, now I'm done going to work, talking to my friends, having fun at work, the camaraderie. When that gets turned off, that is an issue for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. They have this vision of sitting in the front porch on a rocker, you know.
Well, sometimes that gets tired after the third day on the rocker.
So, you know,
other people, they are just completely happy doing nothing. I understand that. But a lot of people who are busy, you know, forget that you need to think about that second job, second volunteer, whatever it is. It's so, you know, what Kerry's talking about running a financial plan. It's very crucial to know, are you going to have enough money when you retire? And we can predict, based on your budget again, where we think you're going to be for the next 30, 35, 40 years with your budget. And a lot of people, we have to tell, we don't think you can retire. It's your choice, but here's the facts. Here's what you're spending. You're spending too much, not making enough, and you know I'm not bashful about telling people you need to get a second job, and a lot of people are carrying a lot of debt that you kind of want to have a handle on budgeting that and how are you going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean we see that day in day out. There's also life changes that happen that can you know change the budget.
Oh, indeed.
You know, marriage, divorce, you know, having a child, a new baby. When's retirement coming up? You know, medical conditions play into all
yes,
this. And all these things affect your financial future and where you're at now. And when those things happen, you need to sit down and look at that budget and say, okay, what changes do I need to make so that I don't go too far in debt or I'm still on track for retirement? Or, you know, is the divorce settlement, if I'm going through a divorce, is everything, you know, fair in this? Because one of the things that gets missed a lot of times is if one of the spouses has a pension plan, and what's the future value of that pension plan when that person's retired? So those are calculations that need to be figured in there and sometimes get missed in a divorce settlement, aren't they, Jack?
Well, they are, but one of the things that people miss typically in retirement is, you know, we average about two people that die per month. And so we sit down with people, and what they forget about, Juke, is they forget about both people are on Social Security.
Right.
When somebody dies, one Social Security is gone.
That's right.
And they only now get to keep one. And sometimes they need both of these to survive. And they forget totally about that.
Yeah, indeed.
And, you know, and you get to keep the largest one, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, if you're collecting, you know, say, $2,000 and $500 is coming from mom and $1,500 from dad, mom dies, $500 a month. For some people, that's the groceries they use. I mean,
yes.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah.
And they just forget about that.
Back to the money men here on our program. Colleen Godfrey. All right. What do you want to talk about next?
Well, you know, the next thing, Juke, is always, you know, the biggest thing that we have people to get them to realize is their budget. You know, where is the money come from? What are we going to do with it? Can we automate it? And one of the best things to do for your budget, you know, we'll send you a budget if you like us to. You know, call us at our office at 616-931-1223. Hit extension 4, leave a message for Janet. She will email you the budget. We'll send it in the mail to you.
Or it's even right on our website.
It's right on our website, a budget. But one of the things that people need to get a handle on is where all this money is going. I met this week with a couple who were in their 50s. In their 50s, Juke. Between them, they've saved $20,000,
mm-hmm.
and they have debt over $100,000,
oh,
and they make $85,000. I go, where's all this money going? And so it's going to be the painful task of, why are you spending this? What are you doing with this? You have to get this debt under control. You have to automate it. Automate it means begin to pay these bills and begin to save automatically. And then at the end of the month, this is the extra money. And, you know, I told you know, one works a second job, and the other one, I said, you need to get a second job, and they make $85,000. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And you know, you just need to get that under control. And they want to buy a house and get some advice on that. Do you know your credit score? No. Well, your credit score really is what's going to be the driver to how what rate you're going to get, if you can even get a loan. So some of those things you have to adhere to and dig down deep and say, I understand this and I'll do it.
No, yeah, and you know, that's an important thing. You have to look through that budget, like I did with a person last week, and we look at, okay, where is that money going? And once you sit down and go through your checkbook registry, you're going, wow, I spent money there, or I drew money out of the ATM machine and I didn't record it. Well, that needs to go in. And that gets missed a lot. And this person was spending more than what she was receiving in. And so we had to look closely at that and make some cuts and worked and laid out a strategy for her. And it's going to work. The key to this is to make it work is the person needs to implement the plan. If they just write out the plan but don't do it, then nothing's going to happen. You have to put the plan in place.
And we have to remember, Juke, we're not talking about people that just have no money. We're also talking about these people who have a lot of money, have no budgets.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, that's some of the thing that's really big.
We have a call coming in here. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yeah, I know we're talking about savings, but what do you think about this long-term care?
Well, long-term care is a concern for people my age, and Carrie's coming on board as well. Is long-term care is very expensive today. You have to be healthy or pretty much healthy to get it. Some of the things that we're talking about too, because long-term care, if you pay for it and you don't use it, that money's gone, just like insurance is. You need to think about it. How much you got to have? It's getting more and more expensive. I don't know if you have driven around the neighborhoods of Hudsonville and Jenison and Granville and here in Zeeland. These homes are going up like crazy. I mean, these are expensive, and it's expensive to live there. So one of the strategies that we've taken is, and I know it's difficult because we're not life insurance people, but there are some companies like a Prudential that we sell insurance with that has a life care access rider to it, and which means that you can use 2% per month for your long-term care. And the typical thing to start off with is, say we'll sell you a policy of $300,000. You can use 2% per month or $6,000 out of that policy right out of the gate. So it's not your cash value. It is your 2% per month. And so that's our take on long-term care today.
Well, yeah, and I agree with Jack, is that my parents had long-term care.
Still do.
And still do. And they had bought it before I even got into business. And it has come about where my dad is using his today. So it has been a huge benefit. His long-term care is paying out like $3,000 a month. And yes, he still has to pay his premium, but that's $3,000 a year. And he's getting $3,000 a month. Cost of long-term care has gone up dramatically. And so we encourage, like Jack mentioned, is to look at life insurance that has a rider for long-term care with it. So we did this with my wife. She has a death benefit, and I'm just going to use example of $300,000 like Jack did. And in addition, we put the long-term care rider. So if she goes into assisted living, that life insurance will kick off money to help with long-term care. And that's been a much more reasonable cost approach to it, and you get both life insurance and long-term care. I know that's kind of a long-winded answer, but those are the thoughts and where we see the industry going, and things are going to continue to change within the long-term care field. And we just don't know what to expect in the future, but they will be changing because prices are going up, more people are going into assisted living, things have to change, and prices will go up.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome.
I think we ought to take care of this last little list here, which is very good.
Start something you've been putting off? Yeah, I like that list. I know Jack's mentioned that. So often people put off the budget, and we emphasize sit down and do a budget. Go through your check register and figure out what are you spending a month. The other thing that I've done with almost every bill that I can is automate my bill paying system.
Okay, we're running out of the clock.
Okay. Do a budget, pay off debt, automate bills, check your credit score. A lot of people don't know their credit score. So those are some of the last things that as a mid-year checkup, things you need to look at.
Okay. Thank you both very much for being our
guest.
Juke,
thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Juke. Have a good day, everybody. Yeah.